News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sinn Féin is due to bring forward a motion tonight in the Dáil calling for improved services for endometriosis diagnosis and treatment. Sarah Jane Allen has spent more than €15,000 on endometriosis services outside of Ireland. She joined us now. Sarah, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Can you just tell us a little bit about your own story, your own experience?
Yeah, I can indeed. Thank you very much for having me on this morning. So my pain began when I was 8 years old, so pre having a period. And it was like the generic symptoms of having endometriosis. So abdominal pain, nausea, like really crippling cramps, couldn't really function. And it never went away. So I've been suffering for over 23 years now because I'm 31. But from the ages of 8 up until 25, I was in and out of A&Es across several different hospitals and constantly being met with negative attitudes or being gaslit, being told that it was just IBS, it's just part of being a woman, it's period pain. And the worst ones of all were that I was attention seeking or that it was like in my head. And the worst part was that it was never really associated really around my period. It was before I even got my period that I'd have more pain. Kind of getting my period would seem a bit like a little bit of a relief, even though it was excruciating. All that like build up of the pain would kind of get a little bit of a release around that time in my cycle. So constantly being told that it's just period pain and part of being a woman was really hard to deal with. And yeah, it was just constantly every time I would be met with that sort of attitude and not being taken seriously or believed or even finding out what was causing this pain. And it took a long fight and a long battle to get a diagnosis.
When were you diagnosed and how were you diagnosed?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed in 2018 when I was 25, and it was actually after.
So sorry, sorry to interrupt you. That's what, it's 17 years after you first.
Yeah. So 17 years after I first started presenting with pain and symptoms. And at this point, I had already had 3 diagnostic laparoscopies by a general surgeon. And the third surgeon.
Can I interrupt again? That is a kind of a microscopic procedure, is it? Where does that involve an operation? Or are they just having a look? It actually does involve an operation.
It is an operation. It's a keyhole surgery. So you'd have a little incision, depending on how big the surgery is. They'll put an incision in your belly button and maybe 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 in my case, little kind of scars or incisions elsewhere on your body to put in cameras and look to see what's happening in your stomach.
And did that actually help? Did they remove some tissue at that point?
The first 3 were just diagnostic. They were trying to find out what was causing my problems, and they didn't find anything, or were, I suppose, maybe not educated enough for what they were looking for. And the third doctor I spoke to, or that done the laparoscopy, he was a general surgeon, so not a gynecologist. And he mentioned maybe I should look and see and could I find out what endometriosis is. So I found a gynecologist that specialised in endometriosis in Ireland and went to him. And in 2018, that's when I was diagnosed with endometriosis here in Ireland. And I proceeded to have 4 more laparoscopies here. And this time there were ablation surgeries. So that's where they're burning away the endometriosis tissue, which is not really the gold standard treatment for endometriosis, as I found out afterwards.
So the gold standard is, am I right in saying, and please correct me if I'm wrong, excision, is that the correct where they actually... They actually remove.
So they would cut the endometriosis tissue out, remove it, and send it off to be tested. And that's where you get like the 100% diagnosis of endometriosis.
Okay.
It's very hard for it to be 100% removed. And I know in my case, because I have stage 4 deep infiltrating endometriosis. So it's on my bowel, it's on my kidney, it's on my urethras, it's been on my lung. I know other people who have it on their heart. I know some people have it on their brain. So it is very hard to get it 100% removed. But excision surgery is the best way to get the most effective relief.
And is that why you decided to go to the UK for treatment?
And
is excision, do they do that in Ireland at all?
No, at the moment, and from my understanding, I'm not aware of any endometriosis specialist that performs excision. And at the time when I asked my doctor if excision was possible, he said that's not something he could do and that that's all he could do for me at the moment. So that's when I decided to look elsewhere. I spoke with some other advocates that I'm friends with online and they pointed me in the direction of going to the UK. I know other people go to Romania and I know some other people that have gone to America, but I went to the UK and I had my first excision surgery in 2020, and due to the extent of my condition, I unfortunately have had to have repeat excision surgery. So I had three more then. So I've had four excision surgeries in the UK.
Okay. How are you doing now, Sarah Jane?
I'd like to say I'm doing better, but the last few months, my symptoms have progressively got worse. So I know another surgery is on the cards, but my specialist really wants to prolong having another surgery because of the extent of my condition. My kidneys are my main problem area at the moment, and I don't want to get into too much details on a breakfast show.
Of course, sure.
Yeah, the pain is quite debilitating and just really not what I should be enduring, and having to get on a plane to have these surgeries is really disheartening and really uncomfortable and really stressful. Like it's I'm not going on a holiday like all my other friends are. I'm going to have like life altering treatment to so that I can live and be a normal 31-year-old, and like my partner and I have been trying to start a family. Due to my condition, I've had to have this conversation well before I needed to. And now I'm at that point that I've not been able to conceive naturally. So I have to look down the route of IVF. So that's even more cost and more money that I have to think of because of my health and the rapid deterioration of my health, unfortunately.
Okay. Look, thank you indeed for sharing your story. Just before you go, we did ask for a statement from the HSE. It's quite a long statement. I won't read all of it, but they talk about the National Endometriosis Framework, which sets out for the first time a defined clinical care pathway for women with endometriosis. They talk about the National Women and Infants Health Programme as well. They established, they say, two supra-regional complex endometriosis services in Tallaght Hospital and Cork University Hospital, and they're designed to offer very specialised care to severe and complex cases of endometriosis, which may incorporate surgery for deeply invasive endometriosis involving bowel, bladder, uterus, or outside of the pelvis. And then it talks as well about the number of cases they deal with. It's a very long statement. I won't read all of it. Just in relation to that National Endometriosis Framework, is that something you've had a chance to look at? Is that something you want to comment on, Sarah Jane?
Yeah, I've had a look at it, and I know several people who have tried to access that care and haven't been able to, or the standard hasn't been up to the care that we need. It's a multidisciplinary care we need. It's not just accessing excision surgery. It is having access to pelvic floor therapy. It's having access to urologists, in my case, because my kidney is so badly affected, specialist. It's a whole team that's needed because it is a systemic inflammatory disease that affects the whole body, not just the period condition. And we need to have access to more than just a gynecologist in this situation. And unfortunately, at the moment, I don't think that care is adequately accessible for the thousands of women in Ireland that are suffering, unfortunately.
Well, Sarah Jane, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Sarah Jane Allen there talking to News Talk Breakfast. Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.